Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Top Advisor Marketing. I have two gentlemen that I'm about to talk to who have written an article that really topped the charts on a website that we work with called iris.xyz. It is Jimmy Lyons and Jeff Tompkins, who are two founders of Advisor Connect, which they're going to talk a little bit more about today. And the article that we're going to talk about is the number one selling mistakes keeping advisors from earning serious money. Now, I want to preface all of this that we're about to talk to two tech geniuses, so I'm going to try to make sure that they don't get too techy on us. But let's talk about this, guys. What is the number one mistake?
Well, Matt, thanks for having us today, and we're very excited to talk about that number one mistake. Jeff and I both agree that, you know, we think the number one mistake advisors are making today is leveraging sales tactics and tools of yesteryear. And what I mean by that is, we still see practices like market development and cold calling and door-to-door sales happening across the industry. Mm-hmm. And as technologists, we see not just a massive opportunity for innovating and creating new solutions, but to provide new tools and experiences for advisors themselves to become more effective, more efficient, and ultimately more productive.
Well, let's talk about some of those tools. So you both have created something called Advisor Connect. Why don't you give us a brief idea of that, and then we'll start jumping into some of these categories of issues that advisors are actually not just issues, but things that advisors are doing that are really, you know, late 90s sales techniques, if not even earlier.
I would even say the 1950s.
Nice. I love that. Sweet. 1950s sales techniques. All right.
Yeah, Matt, this is Jeff. Thanks for having us on. And, you know, tech genius is a big title to live up to. I think what we really try and do is find ways to use technology to make the job of being an advisor a more enjoyable one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's ironic that we're a tech company that in many ways recommends that advisors use less technology. I think when we sort of ushered in an era of using social media, and I know you've written on this topic, Matt, what we found when we first started looking at the life of a financial advisor, which is, you know, Jimmy's background, I'm new to the industry, more of the technology guy. But what we found in the industry was that there was this rush to figure out, how do I use social media? You know, how do I reach a broader audience? What sort of digital tools can make my life easier? And I think in the rush to kind of adopt new platforms, what we saw with a lot of advisors was digital fatigue. So many things being thrown at them, content creators, social media platforms, you name it. And what we did is we really wanted to integrate the best that the internet and technology have available for advisors into one single destination platform, and that's Advisor Connect. And, you know, where we started was really looking at new advisors. And so we wanted to understand, well, what does a new advisor do in today's industry? And found a lot of organizations using something called a Project 100, which, if you're not familiar, is really just a list of names of individuals that the advisor knows well, you know, friends, colleagues, coworkers, classmates, et cetera. And from that list, trying to, you know, understand what markets the advisor has to cultivate a network and also to sell into. So sort of the first thing we did is we wanted to figure out, well, how can we use technology to improve that very first market develop exercise for an advisor? And the Advisor Connect platform helps primarily for new advisors build this initial market, quickly understand, you know, what markets they can sell into, and leverages the online world of information to make sense of that.
I love the idea of you guys really talking about this, looking at younger advisors, newer agents, and seeing what they have available to them in order to create something that Kirk and I talk about a lot on these podcasts. In fact, when we first started this podcast, it was called Mod Marketing, Marketing for the 21st Century, because we were so tired of people using those traditional selling techniques. You know, who do you know? What can I do to get you in this car today? Sort of stuff that in the 50s maybe was successful and it was a little higher pressure sales. And we know there has to be a lot longer of a nurture sequence in order for people to build trust. And you have to be able to build that trust online. So in the article, one of the things that you guys talk about is cultivating communities, not markets. What did you mean by that?
I come from a background of wealth management, serving an ultra high net worth group. And my boss at the time was a mentor of mine and really stressed the importance of white glove relationship management. And what I learned through that experience was really relating to people based on shared interests, commonalities, and characteristics. And when I talk about developing communities and not markets, that's what I'm talking about. Identifying people in your community that you have shared interests with or shared characteristics, or maybe you went to the same school, maybe you go to the same church, or are both interested in the same hobbies. And I think, you know, consumer behavior has changed where consumers no longer want to feel like they are just another number on a spreadsheet. And when we refer to people as a part of a market, it makes them feel like they're just another part, another number on a spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. And so I'm stressing, and we're stressing, the importance of identifying affinities, relating to people, cultivating communities that you're going to be effective in.
You know, Matt, that's a really good point that Jimmy makes, I think, in that a lot of times when an advisor thinks about using digital, using the internet, using electronic tools, immediately kind of move toward thinking that where the action happens is in sending people something like an email or content or connecting to a person on a social network or sending out a campaign. And not to say that those techniques aren't successful, aren't helpful, they are. But we take a slightly different position in that we think that technology and the vast amount of social data that's available, you know, the millions of Facebook posts that are posted online every minute, you know, that information is like a virtual CRM for advisors where the people updating that information are the very consumers that they're trying to reach. And so, you know, to Jimmy's point, when we talk about building communities, not markets, what we're really saying is let technology, let computers do the hard work of finding out the relevant information that you as the advisor need to build a trusting relationship with someone offline, so that you have context, so that you can speak in a hyper-personalized way, so that you can provide surplus value, knowing what the person that you're talking to or interacting with cares about and is interested on a regular basis. So I think a distinction that we think is super important. It's not just about using the internet to, you know, connect and engage with people online. It's about using the internet and the vast amount of data to get smart on the communities and individuals that you want to relate to and connect with and leverage that information offline.
Kirk and I talk about this a lot. And so I'm so glad that with your guys' technology background, being an advisor background, and really this new platform that you're bringing to the marketplace, I love the fact that we're all on the same page here. There's a great way to be able to build trust in relationships through, you know, all of these wonderful posts that are out there. And I do want you guys to dive in a little bit deeper on how you use that social media information, but it's such a great opportunity to make a strong connection. And Jimmy, in the article, you call something H2H instead of B to C. Can you break that down a little bit, please?
Yeah, I think it, you know, it goes along with the same idea of developing communities and not markets. You know, I think it's human to human rather than business to consumer. And again, I'm going to keep going back to the changing behaviors of consumers. I mean, if you look at Amazon, if you look at Zappos, I mean, consumers have come to expect a certain level of personalized relationship from brands. And Zappos and Amazon are sending you things that really don't impact your life at a level like financial planning or a life insurance policy. So if you think about something as important as your financial future, there's a lot of trust, empathy that goes into making that decision and the purchasing decision. And so, you know, relating as a human rather than, again, you know, kind of a number on a spreadsheet will make you more effective in that process. And there's an enormous amount of data out there that allows us to become more human and less of a robot. And I think that that's another really important point to bring up, which is in this world of robo-advisors, the financial advisor seems to be getting lost in the noise. But in fact, there's, because of technology and because of data, there's a much greater opportunity for financial advisors today than there ever has been to develop these communities and relate to individuals on a human-to-human level rather than a business-to-consumer
traditional model. Jeff, can you break down for our listeners a little bit more on how Advisor Connect uses or where you get this information for this, you know, your Dream 100, your 100, your 250, your initial prospects for new agents and new advisors. Can you give us a 30,000 foot view there?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And if you'll indulge me in geeking out.
Yeah, totally. We love geeking out on this show. Absolutely. Geek away.
And, you know, we actually presented our research on the topic at LAMP. Gamma's national conference in DC back in March. And, you know, I think one of the things that we're really evangelical about is helping the industry, helping advisors take advantage of the vast amount of public data that is available on individuals about the demographics of the individual, about the consumer preferences, about the interests and affinities. And just to give you an example of the magnitude of the opportunity, the size, the amount of data that we're producing, and I know folks have seen some of these stats before, but I think it's worth mentioning again because they're really just astounding. In an internet minute, so in 60 seconds, consumers post over 3 million unique pieces of content and information on Facebook. There are over 3 million Google searches. Tens of thousands of Instagram photos and videos uploaded, 500,000 tweets, some of those from the president. and this is information talking about what consumers care about, what they're interested in, what they're concerned or worried about, their aspirations, their product preferences. And it's something that the advertising and marketing world has been very savvy about tapping into for a long time. And as Jimmy mentioned, anyone who uses Amazon, you know that from the moment you step on that site, they are very good about you know, recommending the products and services that that appeal to you, that are personalized to you based on what you've purchased in the past. Mm-hmm. And so the research we presented, we actually call it the advisor genome. And we sort of took a page out of the genetics playbook in terms of the special sequences that lead to the development of life. And for us, the advisor genome is finding the right sequence of data that matches advisors with the right customers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in industry talk, this is, you know, creating an ideal client profile, understanding the types of people that you relate to, that share common interests, that are likely to be your happiest customers, happiest clients, and refer you on to others. And just to give you an example here, without getting into too much detail, because the genome is a project that mixes data science with deep learning to really kind of develop a taxonomy for what an individual's interests are. And there are, you know, over 4,000 different categories of information ranging from things like the arts to the sciences to culture. and then very specific brand and interest affinities that range from, you know, maybe you watch House of Cards and you're a fan of the New York Mets. Mm-hmm. We take that information, and through the Advisor Connect platform, we sequence the advisor to understand, okay, what's the advisor interested in? Where they grew up, where they go to school, where have they worked, what are their hobbies, what are their interests, what languages do they speak? And we match the advisor with other people in the advisor's network that share a similar profile. Think of it like a match.com mm-hmm. for financial advisors. Although I'm not sure that you'll find many cases where financial advisors are dating their clients, although I'm sure it does happen. but it's a way of taking this information and pairing advisors with folks that they know that are in their network that are most likely to become customers. And I think Jimmy is a big fan of Spotify. Mm-hmm. I think does a great job of recommending the type of music you want to listen to. This is the future. And I think our mission is to bring what has worked very well outside of financial services industries like retail, consumer, media, entertainment, to bring those same technologies and apply them in our industry and bring them to life for advisors.
You're really preaching to the choir here. In fact, I just presented to a networking group this morning, and one of the things that I had said was, if I want to get my message in front of a 40-year-old divorced woman who drives Subarus and loves dogs and kayaks on the weekends, I can do that, not with the level of specificity and detail and technology that you guys have, but I can just do that through Facebook advertising. What you guys have done, it sounds to me, is what the marketing industry has always kept really close to their chest. We now have access not only through what you guys have created with Advisor Connect, but also through using social media specifically, because people are posting pretty much everything about themselves without any shame, really. And you talk about that in the article about working smarter, not harder. And that's, as a coach, that's always so important to me. I want to make sure that advisors are maximizing the use of your time. And it sounds to me like what you guys are working on and have created and have actually already launched creates a great opportunity for advisors to be a lot more particular with their time, and even better, start getting in front of those ideal clients, deepening the relationship right at the beginning. Now, Kirk and I talk about nurture sequences. Does this program have anything that's a nurturing program? So after you get that 100, how do you continue to warm up that relationship so that when you do pick up the phone or they come in, that they're more receptive to your message?
Absolutely, Matt. And, you know, we talk about data as it relates to individuals, but one of the other things that we also do at Advisor Connect with that data is we analyze certain attributes and behaviors of the prospects in your network to do things like recommend content. And what's interesting that we found is oftentimes people will engage a lot more with a piece of content that has to do with an affinity or a sport or a commonality, rather than, you know, traditional advisor-related content around 401ks or sure. saving for retirement. And so what we're able to do at a very massive scale is understand what type of content will resonate, what you should be sending to certain individuals at certain times. There are also things like getting smarter on what's the context of an email that you should be sending someone based on personality types that we've been able to unearth. What's going to resonate with those individuals? And so there's a constant continuum of engaging with prospects in your network even after that initial market development that we provide.
You know, Google knows the number of kind of searches and interactions that consumers have with brands before they make a buying decision, and it's typically 6. Hmm. That can be everything from an internet search to an email to a phone call to a coffee to, you know, engaging with a piece of content. And so, you know, consumers are much more savvy, much more knowledgeable about a brand and about a product before they even get to the point where they're ready to purchase. And so I think being savvy and having a hyper-personalized message becomes that much more important. But to extend what Jimmy was talking about, what we've found is that where today's technology falls short for advisors is really on kind of acting as an early stage relationship coach. And I know, Matt, you do a lot of coaching, both as a life coach and as an advisor coach, and really understand kind of how to help individuals kind of get a process in place and move kind of to the next step. And, you know, relationship cultivation is no different. You know, today's advisors are expected to store information about their prospecting activities in a CRM, say Salesforce, for example. And the CRMs were not built for salespeople. They were built to help managers of large companies get a holistic view of interactions across the company with individual customer. They weren't built to help salespeople kind of track and engage with prospects at the appropriate time. And so it's not just a matter of engaging multiple times before a person is ready to make a purchase, but it's also about knowing when and how to do so. And one of the things that we are working on at Advisor Connect, we're actually working with about a dozen firms, financial planning, insurance, broker-dealers, nationally across the summer, is to really kind of test out some of our hypotheses around what moves the dial in establishing early stage relationships from a technology standpoint. And just to, without letting the cat out of the bag, because it's a private beta that we're conducting, and we'll be publishing the results on this at the end of the summer. One of our key hypotheses is that by having sort of a virtual coach that can learn from the data that we're able to collect and the people in an advisor's network can be used to, as Jimmy mentioned, to recommend ways to engage. So if you know someone's a New York Mets fan and sharing relevant content or a message that resonates with the consumer, knowing that information about their sports affinity, introducing that at the right time, but then reminding the advisor that, hey, you haven't reached out to this person in a couple weeks. It's time to reengage. And here's the recommended next step to do so. And, you know, from a very high level, we think about this in buckets. So rather than just throwing a name in a CRM and, you know, haphazardly throwing new updates into the CRM as they happen, we think about this as a system of engagement that tracks progress over time and makes recommendations and has recommended next steps based on the life stage of the prospect. And, you know, you're calling this nurturing or, you know, drip campaigns. Again, I think advertising and marketing world is very savvy about how to do this. And if you've ever signed up on a website for more information, you know that you get a series of follow-up emails.
Absolutely.
Some of those are annoying, but by and large, they work. You know, our mission is to take those same processes and same insights from outside of industry and to build a system of engagement for advisors that really acts as a virtual coach, helping the advisor understand when and how to engage with folks that they're trying to build a relationship with.
Is there any possible way that any of our listeners can get involved with this, either the beta or help me understand or help our audience understand how they can, I don't know, maybe just dip their toe in the water with you guys?
Absolutely, Matt. You can find information on our website. It's advisorconnect.co. We're a next generation digital company, which is a euphemistic way of saying that the .com was not available when we started. So it is .co. And you can reach us simply by sending an email to info@advisorconnect.co. And again, there's more information on the website.
And, you know, traditionally, Matt, we've been working with enterprise clients, but we are excited to announce we're kicking off a cohort this summer for a team and individual product, and we would love to have interested folks reach out to us and be a part of that cohort.
Well, thank you guys very much, Jeff. Jimmy, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks,
great
Matt.
Talking to you.
And, always a pleasure.
Yeah, it is always a pleasure. And I'm so excited to be able to bring this idea to our audience, because I truly believe that, you know, part of being a top advisor and really marketing effectively is making sure that you're on the cutting edge. And with Advisor Connect truly is on the cutting edge. And if you want to read the article, we're going to put it in the show notes. But it's if you look actually for Jimmy Lyons on iris.xyz, you'll be able to see that article. And thank you very much. And we'll see you on the other side of the mic.